This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Marcia Castle, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Ms. Castle, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Elisa Clayton, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is E-L-I-S-A, last name is C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, period. On November 15th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 27-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 180 pounds, period. On or about April 18th, 2020, she sustained a workman's compensation injury at Capstone Logistics, period. Capstone is C-A-P-S-T-O-N-E. The patient was a forklift driver unloading trailers, period. She was facing forward on a forklift when another forklift driver was backing up into the side of the patient's forklift, period. Her forklift tipped over and she fell off, and the forklift smashed her to the ground, period. She was pinned for a few minutes, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained significant injury, period. Other workers were initially unable to lift the forklift off of her, and it required an additional forklift to remove it, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment present day, she does have extensive injuries in this horrific accident, period. She has back problems involving her low back that radiates down her left leg to her toes, period. It radiates from the upper back and it goes to the tailbone, period. She has pelvic and groin pain with swelling on the left side, period. She has bilateral hip pain with the left being greater than the right, period. She has bladder incontinence, period. Her left calf is very painful because of the deep vein thrombophlebitis that she sustained, period. Her calf is very sensitive with pain and occasional swelling, period. The pain radiates into the foot region, period. She has skin discoloration at times involving her left foot with continuous swelling, period. The patient is unable to have children due to this serious injury with persistent vaginal swelling and pain, period. It is too painful for sex, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to Eskenazi Hospital and she was admitted for approximately 4 weeks, period. X-rays, CT, and MRIs were done. She told she had a ruptured bladder and bowels, period. She had crush injury to her pelvis with multiple areas fractured, period. She developed blood clots in her leg, period. She had intravenous fluids as well as pain medication and 3 surgeries involving the bladder as well as bowel repair, period. She also had surgical repair the next day of her pelvis, period. She had an IVC, that's IVC, a filter inserted for clots, mid hospitalization, period. She had physical therapy and many blood transfusions, period. She was released to home after approximately 4 weeks, but she returned to the emergency room at Community East because her leg was swollen and inflamed, period. She was seen in pain management in Greenwood monthly for approximately 2.5 years, and she was treated with medication and spinal injections, period. She had removal of the IVC filter on or about July of 2020, period. In December of 2020, she had some hardware removed from her pelvis, and this was done outpatient at Eskenazi Hospital, period. She does have some hardware that remains in her pelvic area, period. In early of 2021, she had a tissue buildup deformity removed as an outpatient at Eskenazi Hospital. She had a second type similar surgery in on or about June of 2021, period. She had a total of approximately 7 surgeries related to this work injury of April 18th of 2020, period. She had physical therapy for approximately 4 months, period. She is still in pain management and being seen approximately every month, period. New paragraph. Her upper low back pain radiates to the tailbone area down her left leg to her toes, period. She was recently told that she had a herniated disc and would need back surgery in the future, period. The pain in her low back is sharp, intermittent, and occurs approximately 12 hours per day, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Her pelvic and groin pain occurs with swelling on the left side, period. It is a throbbing constant pain, period. It is non-radiating, period. It is consistent at 9 out of 10, period. On a good day and on a bad day, it is 9 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Her bilateral hip pain is worse on the left, period. It is described as sharp, period. It is constant on the left and intermittent on the right, period. It occurs approximately 12 hours a day, period. The left-sided hip pain on a good day is 7 out of 10, and a bad day, 10 out of 10, period. The right hip pain on a good day is 5 out of 10, and on a bad day, 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Her bladder incontinence is intermittent and occurs 2 to 3 times a week, period. She does wear a garment to collect the urine, particularly at night, period. New paragraph. Her left calf pain radiates to her leg and into her foot, period. It is described as continuous, period. It is a throbbing, burning, and stabbing pain, period. She also has pins and needles sensation, and it radiates to her left foot, period. The pain is constant at 9 out of 10, and on a good day is 9 out of 10, and on a bad day is 9 out of 10, period. She has left foot drop with paralysis of the left leg, causing a limp, period. She can't move all 5 toes down, period. New paragraph. Her vaginal pain and swelling is constant, period. It is a sharp throbbing pain, period. It is tender to the touch, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 7 out of 10 to a bad day, 8 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating pain and was told that she had blood clots under the skin in the left vaginal area, and was advised that she will need surgery at a later date for removal, period. She was told that her pelvic canal was physically constricted due to the trauma, so she can't have vaginal delivery. Only cesarean section would be possible, period. It is presently too painful for sex, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as following, period. Cooking, cleaning house, problems dressing herself, showering, Showering requires a chair, comma, housework, comma, walking over 50 feet, comma, unable to run, comma, dancing, comma, sports such as working out, comma, playing with her relatives that are children, comma, driving and sitting is limited to 1 hour, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and this does require the use of a cane occasionally, period. New paragraph. Medications include hydrocodone and Lyrica, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Lyrica, comma, hydrocodone, comma, an occasional cane, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and pain management, period. Past medical history is on new paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never injured her low back in the past, period. She has never injured her pelvis, comma, groin, or hips, period. She has never injured her bladder, left calf, or foot, period. She has never injured her vaginal area, period. She has not had prior work injuries, period. She was never involved in an automobile accident, period. She never had prior hospitalization until this injury, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals none other than the 7 surgeries related to this work injury, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that of a hairstylist and forklift operator, period. She is now unable to work, and she hasn't worked since the accident, period. She was told that she had a 32% impairment rating, period. I disagree with this as she has a higher rating, period. New paragraph, under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph, under social history, denies alcohol and tobacco use. She never had drug abuse issues, period. New paragraph, on physical examination by me, November 15th, 2022, examination of the skin revealed a large horizontal scar involving the right hip, period. The scar is somewhat purposely hidden by tattoos, period. There is a 30-centimeter large vertical scar, central in nature, from the upper abdomen extending down to the entire pelvis, period. She has scars involving the left hip and left lower pelvis, period. There are scars involving the right pelvic area. These above scars are surgical in nature, period. There's a fading scar involving the right lower anterior neck, period. There's an abnormal skin appearance involving the left plantar aspect of her foot. The patient has an abnormal flex gait, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed diminished strength and palpable heat, period. There was tenderness on palpation, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion in both the lumbar and sacral areas, period. In the lumbar area, flexion was diminished by 34 degrees, period. Side bending on the left was diminished by 14 degrees, and on the right by 12 degrees, period. There was palpable sacral tenderness, period. The left was greater than the right, period. There was diminished range of motion in the sacral region, period. There was tenderness and pain on palpation. The left pelvic area was swelling, period. There was tenderness on palpation of the bilateral hips, with the left being greater than the right, period. The right hip was swollen by 5%, period. Examination of the extremities revealed diminished strength involving the left foot and ankle, period. There was diminished range of motion of her toes on the left side, period. There was 7% swelling of the left calf with tenderness, period. The tissue was boggy on palpation, period. There was 15% swelling of the left pelvis with the external area extremely tender to palpation, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left dorsal foot by approximately 40% and the left ventral foot by 70%, period. There was diminished strength involving the left great toe, period. The patient was unable to walk on her tiptoes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. On review of medical records, independent medical evaluation, April 4th, 2022, by Dr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, states that she had a work injury on April 18th, 2020, driving a forklift when she was rear-ended by another forklift. She complained of abdominal pain and decreased sensation in her legs, left being greater than the right. CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis showed intraperitoneal and extraperitoneal bladder injury, right pneumothorax, extensively comminuted left sacral alar fracture with widening of the bilateral sacroiliac joints and diastasis of the pelvic symphysis, comma, consistent with the anterior-posterior compression and pelvic injury, period. Active bleeding is present in the inferior left hemipelvis, perihepatic and perisplenic free fluid with decompressed urinary bladder, comma, concerning for free intraperitoneal urine and bladder injury, period. Ossific fracture fragments effacing the left S1 subarticular recess, likely compressing the traversing left S1 nerve root, period. Right L2-L4 transverse process fractures, soft tissue contusions of the lumbar posterior soft tissues and over the mons pubis, period. CT of the head, negative for intracranial hemorrhage. CT of the cervical spine, negative for fracture. X-rays of the pelvis, diastasis of the pubic symphysis with widening of the bilateral sacroiliac joints and comminuted fracture of the left sacral ala, period. Findings consistent with anterior-posterior compression injury, period. X-rays of the chest, negative. Ms. Clayton was admitted to the SICU, and interventional radiology was consulted for arterial bleed in the pelvis, period. There was embolization performed of the left sacral artery and left internal iliac artery with gel foam, period. On April 18, 2020, Dr. Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, performed an exploratory laparotomy of the abdomen with findings of complex bladder injury times 2, period. Cystoropathy, that's C-Y-S-T-O-R-R-H-A-P-H-Y. Cystorthopathy was performed along with repair of a few areas of colonic serosal tearing, period. On April 19th, 2020, orthopedics performed a percutaneous sacroiliac screw placement for a left-sided sacral fracture and left sacroiliac joint widening, period. Open reduction in internal fixation, pubic symphysis dislocation, period. No emergency intervention was felt to be needed for the L2, L4 transverse process fracture, period. After a few days, Ms. Clayton developed severe labial and groin swelling, period. CT imaging was performed, and the swelling was found to be due to a hematoma, period. DVT was later discovered. IVC filter was placed on April 29th, 2020, period. On July 28th, 2020, the IVC filter removed, period. EMG study dated August 4th, 2020, was consistent with recent left sciatic neuropathy with axonal involvement, period. The patient saw a plastic surgeon on September 21st, 2020. She was distraught over her right flank deformity that was making her self-conscious. She agreed to proceeding forward with scar release and adjacent tissue rearrangement on an outpatient basis, period. On April 8th, 2020, she had initial evaluation with the Center for Pain Management. She presented with a severe back pain, and she was taking Norco every 6 hours and gabapentin as well as ibuprofen and Tylenol. On October 19th, 2020, she followed up, and a low-density fluid collection along the right gluteus medius was noted. There was surgical treatment given, period. On November 2nd, 2021, Ortho Indy performed an IME. Reflexes were absent of the left Achilles reflex. She was given a PPI of 16% whole body, period. On physical examination, April 2nd, 2022, she was diffusely vertebral tender in the lumbar area. There was tenderness of the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Straight leg raising was positive for radicular pain on the left, period. She had difficulty walking on her heels and toes on the left, period. Range of motion in the lumbar area was diminished, period. Muscle testing was noted, period. There was a discussion with the patient about a spinal cord stimulator to see if it improves her back and left lower extremity pain, period. Notes from Ortho Indy, a PPI rating. By Dr. Osborne, was given a 32% whole body impairment for this work-related injury, and that is the encounter of November 2nd, 2021, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions are, number one, lumbar pain, comma, strain, and trauma. Number two, left leg radiculopathy. Number three, herniated nucleus pulposus, lumbar spine. Number four, sacral pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, comminuted left sacral alar fracture. Period. Number five, right L2 to 4 transverse process fractures. Number six, pelvic and groin pain with swelling and widening of the bilateral sacroiliac joints with diastasis of the pubic symphysis with a compression pelvic injury with AP pelvic fractures. Number seven, bilateral hip pain, comma, fracture fragment effacing the left sacroiliac subarticular recess with compressing left sacroiliac nerve root, period. Number eight, bladder incontinence with a ruptured bladder. Number nine, left calf trauma with deep vein thrombophlebitis. Number 10, left foot drop. Number 11, vaginal pain, comma, hematoma and swelling with disruption of her sex life and contusions of the mons pubis. Number 12, inability to have vaginal delivery of childbirth in her future, period. Number 13, right pneumothorax resolved. Number 14, chronic pain syndrome, period. The above 14 diagnoses are directly caused by the work injury in question of April 18th, 2020, period. New paragraph. All of her treatment that I've outlined above and that were sustained as a result of this work injury were all appropriate, comma, necessary, comma, and medically reasonable, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, please note the following, period. In reference to the